We often hear many commencement speeches at graduation ceremonies, celebrities and motivational speakers speaking about passion and dream, telling our young people to chase after their dreams and live out their passions. That's all good and nice. And it's good at times, but one too often find out sooner or later that passion is short-lived and we do not always get to live our dreams. We don't always get what we want in this life or get to experience all that we ever desired. And the hardest part is to recognize that it's all okay. When things don't really go our way and there's nothing really wrong with that reality. When we do not get what we want, it doesn't mean that God is smiting, abandoning, ignoring, or playing games on us. Many times, they are just opportunities for us to find a deeper understanding of life, how to love, and how to be faithful in times of uncertainties. Pope Benedict XVI wrote about the two different but complementary loves in his encyclical named Deus Caritas Est, God is Love. He talked about eros, passion-centered and sentimental-based love, and agape, self-giving and sacrificial love. When we say that God is love, the love that we're talking about is agape in Greek, or caritas in Latin. It is this personal, intimate, self-donating, sacrificial, faithful, persevering, and deep love that comes from the very understanding, the very existence, and the very reality of who we are. We are talking about love in action, love that gives life, that love that donates and sacrifices for the good of the others. However, agape love is not the only love that exists. We also need the passionate, relational, attractive, appealing, and sentimental side of love as well. Else, life would be dull and incomplete. And we often call this love eros, hence the common misnomer and misunderstanding of erotic. Without a doubt, eros and agape are parts of who we are, different types of love for different times and different seasons of life. Whether it's the willingness to be motivated and driven at times or to be faithful and self-giving at others. Passion and faithfulness have to go hand in hand. Attractive, dreamy, thoughtful, and human qualities of love are good. They are not bad, and we do need them, but they are not the only one that we live, judge, or understanding the quality of life and love with. Perhaps the natural void and emptiness when eros is gone is when many people misunderstand and struggle the most. This is when crises come in. Many people think that they have fallen out of love with the person, lost their passion in life, no longer feel attracted, attentive, or focused on the initial matter, or no longer have the will to go on. These are the times when our eros run dry, and when people think of simply giving up. Hence, these are the times when we need to ground ourselves in agape. Many times in life, when things get dry, it doesn't mean that life or love isn't meaningful anymore. It just means that we need to learn how to adapt and how to love in different, creative, personal, intimate, and self-giving ways. My brothers and sisters, as a human being, I have fallen in and out of love, the eros-based love. When the dream that I have, my expectation, my understanding of the priesthood changes with time. What I thought should be, and when my passion and the love for the priesthood weren't there anymore. Those were the times when the temptations and despair crept in, and the devil tend to play with my mind. And my thoughts, he manipulated my thought made things overwhelming as if there's nothing left to live for. At times, these moments were desolations, but they were also moments when God invited me how to seek agape love, to go deeper, to be grounded, to draw life, to be still, and to remain faithful to the God-given decision made prior, even though there isn't any more momentary feeling or passion left. I have heard so many people who go through these periods of dryness simply wanting to give up. Trust me, I have been there and have done that. The temptations and the despair are real. They seem so natural and so human at times. And it seems like we are walking through the valleys of dry bones, the desert of nothingness, dark storm that shake things up around us. However, God is still there. Turn to Him. Turn to the relationship that nourishes us to remain faithful, to keep walking, and to keep seeking help as needed. In times of desolation or depletion of eros-based love, we naturally tend to give up, to fill the void, to medicate ourselves, to numb the feeling of emptiness with immediate gratification or lesser goods, or simply to give up. Those are the times when we need to reach out for help, that we cannot do this alone. Be grounded in the relationship with God and those who care for us, to be honest, to be transparent, and to be accountable with our circles of support, so that we can find nourishment beyond our finite, our limited, at times too self-centered passion and dream that were only meant to be initial, temporary, or time-based springboard for us to jump into something deeper, something eternal, something everlasting. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you the truth. We might not get what we want, and that's okay. We might not get to live our childhood or our grand dream and passion, and that's okay. We don't always get what we want, but we're always called to love. And we can never stop loving, perhaps just in different ways that we need to know or have come to be comfortable with. When eros run dry, when our passion run dry, don't forget to be grounded, to bury oneself, and to choose agape love. The gospel readings today remind us of that perseverance. The Lord Jesus talked much about the trials and tribulation that will happen at the end time. He did not mince His words. He didn't tell them the things they wanted to hear, the things that seemed to be motivational, inspirational. He spoke the truth in love, radical, self-giving, transformative, faithful, and everlasting love that beyond anything that this world can offer, try to scare or deter us. Jesus dared His disciples to love as He did. The early Christians experienced many of those things in their own times and thought that it's what the end time. Many Christians too experienced trial, tribulation, persecution, and thought it's what their own end time as well. But we are still here. No matter what trials, hardships, temptation, or manipulations that the devil and this world put upon us, we cannot give up just yet. Jesus reminded us that we will suffer much, maybe at times betrayed and handed over by the ones who are dear to us, hated by all because of the truth and who we are as the disciples, but not a hair on our head will be destroyed. And Jesus said, and I quote, "By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Choose Jesus Christ. Choose to love and remain in love in good times and in bad. choose to give ourselves in sickness and in health. Choose to care and to be faithful to our perseverance now and for the rest of our lives. When we speak of God's love for us, we are reminded that we are called to understand our love for Him as well. When arrows run dry, when passion run dry, in times of trials, of nothingness, passionless, shattered dreams, valley of dry bones, or endless desert, be focused, stay strong, be grounded, and choose to live life and give life to the real, personal, and intimate sacrificial agape love. When the temptation to fall out of love is strong, personally choose to give, to fall in love, and to stay in love with God and the vocation that He has given us. God is love. When the Lord Jesus spoke about love, especially in hard times, for people who are hard to love, and especially when it seemed impossible, He spoke about this agape and caritas love, self-donating, giving, willing the good of the other, persevering, faithful, personal, intimate, and everlasting love. Jesus did not speak about love with empty words or with short-lived passion. He chose to love. He gave Himself on the cross so that we have life in Him. He continued to give us every time we offer the Eucharist so that we are nourished by Him. God is love, and this love is everlasting, self-giving, sacrificial, personal, and so intimate. And so when we receive the Eucharist at this Mass, when we receive Him who hath given us His everything on the cross and at Mass, we should also choose to give ourselves, donating ourselves, making sacrifices in loving Him and willing the good of others as well, choosing to do what is right, to persevere, to stay faithful, and to give ourselves genuinely in every moment to every person. Let us choose to love as He did, agape and caritas style, for God is love.